This episode of Chris Brown's True Stewardship is brought to you by Secure Give, the leading provider of safe and simple giving software for churches and charities that can be implemented through kiosks, online, mobile app, and text-to-give options. It's designed to grow your giving, save you time, and reach more people. Learn more at securegive.com. Ramsey Solutions presents Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
What if American households today got serious about stewardship? Not some old historic church word and not some fundraising campaign, but true biblical stewardship, managing God's blessings God's way for God's glory.
Welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's your host, Chris Brown.
Well, hello, folks, and welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. We are so glad that you are tuning in today. I want to welcome those of you who are listening in for the very first time. This is a show where we talk about your life, your money. We talk all about this word we call stewardship, which isn't a word. It's actually our calling to manage God's blessings, God's way, for God's glory. It is a call-in show. It's a free call, 866-357-3283. Again, 866-357-3283. Or you can email in at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. Again, that's chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. While you're calling in, I do want to tell you, this is a show that we take pride in because it gives hope. And not be any hope that comes from us, but we're relaying God's scriptures. And of course, God's scriptures are filled with hope. And I don't know, you know, if you're anything like me. Here we are on a Friday, and maybe you feel exhausted, you know, all week trying to do all the right things to live this walk, this Christ follower walk the right way, to do everything just the right way. It's just kind of got to do this, got to do that. And what if I told you that you don't have to try harder? And maybe you feel like you're just trying so hard to do everything just right. You know, we're not called to try harder. We're called to trust more. If we streamline all the pressures that we have to measure up, and if we were to kind of streamline all those down to one verse, John 15:4 comes to mind. Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. So maybe you're here, you're at the end of the week, and you're exhausted. I wonder if it's because you haven't been abiding in him. I wonder if it's because you haven't been remaining in him. Oftentimes, we're trying harder, but this weekend, as we kind of launch into the weekend, don't try harder, trust more. And we can trust more by getting to know him more, spending more time with him, not as legalism, but just trying to get to know him more. And when we do, there'll be an overflow in our lives, and we'll make more and more good decisions. So you might be exhausted from this walk. And my prayer is that here we are, a few minutes into this broadcast, and it becomes more and more hopeful that we can bring a smile to our Creator's face. Again, the number is 866-357-3283. And first on the line is Terry calling in from Reno, Nevada. Terry, how are you?
I'm good, Chris. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, how can I help you?
Well, I just sold a piece of vacant land that was in my IRA, and I've netted out about $41,000 out of it. And I know I don't want to take the taxes and penalties for cashing it in, but I want to be a good steward, too. I have about $26,000 in various debts that my wife and I have been praying about that we just can't stand anymore. We want to pay off.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm kind of at a dilemma. I see how much the taxes and penalties are, but I could pay those off completely, be out of debt other than my mortgage, and I'm kind of at a dilemma of what to do.
Mm-hmm. What's your income?
115 combined.
How much could you save a month by having the debt gone?
By having the debt gone, the debt is $26,800, and would save monthly between $600 and $700 a month.
Okay.
And if I pay all those off, I'll only have a $1,000 mortgage. I'm 54 years old. My wife is 61.
Well, here's the deal. If I told you that you could pay off that debt, the $26,000, And I said, you could pay it off with $150,000 or $100,000. Would you do it?
No.
You wouldn't, would you?
No, exactly.
All right. Well, here's the deal. If you take money out of that IRA, what you're doing is you're giving up years of compound interest, and that's really what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have this hyper-focus on the fees, this hyper-focus on the taxes, but what you're not considering is the amount of money you're going to, that money is going to continue to make for you in the future. So going back to the original question, you wouldn't take out $100,000+ to pay off $26,000. So what I would do with $115,000 income, I'd be a little bit more patient, and you can have this thing paid off in the next 12 months by just working hard, cutting those expenses, and you can do it. Just live on an $80,000 lifestyle or a $70,000 lifestyle, get this thing done in 12 months or less, and that's the way you really want to do this. I know we're always naturally pulled. Our flesh is always naturally pulled towards a quick fix because we live in a microwave culture. But
sure.
Proverbs 21:5 says the plans of the diligent lead surely to advantage, but everyone who is hasty comes surely to poverty. So I wouldn't want you to give that up. I'd want you to be diligent and work hard. And I think you can actually get it done in 6 to 9 months.
Okay.
But
okay.
I don't want you cashing out that IRA. Okay.
Okay, absolutely. Yeah, I'm looking at the interest on Visa fighting against me, so I was trying to get rid of that.
Yeah, no, I get it. That's a legitimate question a lot of people ask, but with all the variables considered, I don't want you cashing out the IRA until you're officially retired.
Okay, very good.
All right, thanks for the call.
We know that church leaders have big vision to impact lives, but usually don't have enough resources to make it happen. So if you can make it easier to create a culture of generosity in your church, wouldn't you do it? Secure Give is a leading provider of safe and simple giving software that can be implemented through kiosks, online, mobile app, and text-to-give options. It also has direct integration with the most popular church management systems, allowing automatic reconciliation. Nearly one-third of the top 100 churches in the U.S. use Secure Give. It's designed to grow your giving, save you time, and reach more people. Learn more at securegive.com.
Folks, you are listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship, and I am your host, Chris Brown. It's a free call at 866-357-3283. All right, next up is Carly. She's calling in from Iran, Texas. Carly, how are you?
I'm good, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Where is Iran?
Middle of nowhere. We are in West Texas, literally 80 miles from every big town.
Well, there you go. That's a new town for me, so I feel like you've taught me something already. Now I feel like I need to return the favor.
Yeah, that'll help.
what can I help you with?
Chris, we are finally trying to do things right. We were 19 and 21 with a baby on the way, so we decided we were going to go buy a mom car, a new mom car. So it was $24,000, and we still owe $20,000. Well, now we want to do it right and go get a $6,000 car. That's way better, more spacious, everything. Well,
yeah.
The problem we're dealing with is the dealerships now are only offering us up to $10,000 for our car.
Okay.
And we still owe $20,000, and they're not budging.
Right, right. Well, I'm glad you called because you're about to do something that you really shouldn't, and that would be to trade that car back into the dealership for that low. So I'm glad I'm glad you called because what I'd do is I'd make sure you either got to do two things. One, you're going to, you know, it's funny you said that you were justifying the phone, you're justifying the purchase because of a new child. Isn't that amazing how as soon as that happens, we all tend to do that, where it is now justified. Something you never do without the child, but now you do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're not alone on that one. But two things. One would be to sell it, private party, so you'd get more than $10,000. You'd probably get more in the $15,000 range, which is a little bit less of a hit. So you're looking at a $5,000 hit instead of a $10,000 hit. So
right.
You could do that and take a little bit of a hit there. Obviously, it's considerable. Or what's your income?
Jared's the only one who works, so it's about $3,000 a month.
Okay, so
$3,200 a month.
So if your income was a little bit higher, let's say if it was over $55,000 or more, I would be okay
right.
with you just working hard and paying this thing off and then driving it forever,
right.
because it wouldn't be too much car. But for the income you guys are currently have, it's too much car. So right. We really don't want all your cars to be more than half of your annual income. So you guys
are... Right, and that's part of the problem is, you know, we're oil-filled. But the big problem with the car is, mm-hmm. I don't even know why, but fitting two car seats, good, safe car seats,
yeah.
I have to cram the car seats in, like shove them hard and slam the door fast.
Right.
Well, and I didn't even know that I was babysitting one day because I only have one baby. And I was like, holy cow, that's not safe.
Yeah. Well, I'm with you on that. We want you to be safe. So that's really what you want to do. Have you tried to sell it on your own yet?
No.
Okay. Well, it takes a little bit more work, and it's a kind of annoying process. But it'll be worth it. It'll be about a $5,000. It'll take about 4 hours of your time collectively, all the annoyance, put it all together. It's about 4 hours of your time for $5,000. So that's almost $1,000 an hour. So it's worth it. So that's what I'd do. I'd sell it privately and just take the hit and then go buy that $6,000 car.
Awesome. Thank you, Chris.
All right. Thanks, Carly. Just a reminder, you can email in at chrisonair@stewardship.com. And we've got an email here from Tina. Says, every time I listen to your show, I learn something. Well, that's good. I do too when I'm talking with y'all. I contacted one of your recommended ELP insurance agents, and I am saving $100.46 a month. Thank you. I'm a caregiver now, and every penny counts. Saving $100 a month is more than I expected. Thank you. That's awesome, Tina. I want to thank you for sharing. Earlier I'd asked, probably about 3 or 4 months ago, I'd asked for you guys to share your experience with our ELPs. We want to make sure we're getting feedback with our endorsed local providers, and you've done that, Tina, so thank you for doing that. Just so you all know, we do have recommended ELPs for insurance, for tax, for investing, and for real estate, and I promise you, they will save you considerable money, and they're great to work with. I actually moved all my stuff over to our endorsed local providers when I moved here to Nashville, and I've had a great experience. Well, we're here in summer. Summer's finally here. At least it is for my kids. I don't know about it is for your kids, but most schools are out, and my kids were sent home with homework. And what I'm talking about is those big, long summer reading lists. I don't know if your kid has one of those or not, but the kids may not like their summer reading. I've got some kids that do, and some of my kids don't. But if you're like me, you like to read. You read for fun. I know vacations are approaching, and I hope you've scheduled some downtime, some time to relax, maybe even dream a little bit. What do you have to accomplish this summer? What are you looking to do to grow, to better yourself, to better serve your family? What are some of those things that you've got on your list to take care of this summer? Well, we want to get you started answering some of those questions with our very own summer reading list for you. If you go to stewardship.com, you'll find our recommended reads this summer. Books like Retire Inspired and Total Money Makeover and Entree Leadership. And don't forget, when you pre-order Rachel Cruz's new book, Love Your Life, Not Theirs, you immediately receive her ebook as well for Smart Money, Smart Kids. So check all that out. Again, you can find all that out at stewardship.com. Again, my name is Chris Brown. I'm your host of Chris Brown's True Stewardship. The number is 866-357-3283. And you can email in also at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com.
Thank you for joining us on Chris Brown's True Stewardship. We want to hear your questions and your success stories, from your smallest milestone to your biggest victory. Email Chris at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. That's chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. Or call 866-357-3283. That's 866-357-3283. And now back to Chris Brown and True Stewardship.
Got an email here from Paul. It says, hey, Chris, thanks for the great show. My wife and I have a whole life policy on her, given from her parents when she was 14 years old. And we recently went to talk with the insurance company to close the account, and they said out of roughly $13,000 in the account, $6,000 was the initial investment. We would only be, after the fees and the taxes, we'd only pocket about $9,000. That's a $4,000 difference, and we're wondering if it's still worth it to cash it out. It's a variable whole life policy with about a 7% average gain. And side note, cashing this out would eliminate the rest of our debt and start baby step 3. Thank you very much. Yes, Paul, I would cash it out and I'd be out of debt by the end of the week. I'm not a fan of whole life insurance policies at all. Here's the caveat, okay? This is the reason why I said out of the week, at the end of the week, not at the end of the day. Make sure that you have good term insurance in place before cashing out the whole life policy. Folks, we're not going for the quick answer there, okay? Obviously, you can be out of debt real fast, just sell everything. That's not what this is all about. This is more about getting the right insurance in place. So let's actually talk about this for a second. Let's kind of push pause, cut on the broadcast, and really hunker down on this insurance thing. Chris, why are you so down on the whole life cash value policies? You know, a cash value policy, what it is it's an insurance product that packages insurance and savings together. And as a rule, what you want to do when you're thinking about personal finance, you don't want to invest money in life insurance. Okay, there's insurance and there's investments. They're not the same thing. One is insurance, one is investing. The returns are horrible when you invest in insurance. Your insurance person, what they'll do is they'll show you wonderful projections, but none of these policies perform as projected. So let me give you an example. Let's just say a 30-year-old man has $100 per month to spend on life insurance and shops the top five cash value companies. He'll find he can purchase an average of $125,000 in insurance for his family. Now, the pitch is to get a policy that will build up savings for retirement, which is what a cash value policy does. However, if this same guy purchases 20-year term insurance with coverage of $125,000, the cost will be, drumroll, only $7 per month. Seven. Not 100, seven. Now, if he goes with the cash value option, the other $93 per month should be savings, right? Well, not really. You see, there are expenses. How much? You know, all of the $93 per month disappears in commissions and expenses for the first 3 years. And after that, the return will average, let's get this, 2.6% per year for whole life, 4.2% for universal, and 7.4% for this new and improved variable life policy that it includes some mutual funds. And all that's according to Kiplinger's and Fortune. The same mutual funds outside of the policy can average much more than that. So here's the deal. The savings that you finally build up after being ripped off for years doesn't go to your family upon the death. The only benefit paid to your family is the face value of the policy, the $125,000 in this example. So the truth is that you would be better off to get the $7 term policy and put that extra $93 in a cookie jar underneath the mattress. At least that way, after 3 years, you'd have, you know, over $3,000. And when you died, your family would actually get your savings. So, Chris, why are you so against whole life and cash value policies? That is why. Next on the line from Houston, Texas, we have Paige. Hey, Paige, how are you?
Hey, Chris, I'm good. Thank you.
Good. How can I serve you today?
Well, I'm calling because my husband and I did FPU in 2011, and we got all of the information and thought it was great, but didn't really follow through on much of it. And then about 6 weeks ago, we decided that we were have been listening to Dave's podcast, and we got out our Total Money Makeover book, and we just both kind of got inspired, and anyway, so we've been starting our journey, and we're on baby step number two, trying to eliminate debt.
How much?
And we have $10,000 left on one of our cars and $5,000 left on a student loan.
Okay. And do you have any savings?
No credit. Yes, we have $4,000 in savings.
Okay. And so you're looking at how you can get rid of this?
Well, yes, the first step we made was selling a truck that we owed $20,000 on.
Good job.
And we got a cash vehicle. Yeah, we did that about 4 weeks ago. And
Paige, let me pause you right there because this is huge. How have you felt since you got rid of the truck?
Oh, we've been like elated. So awesome.
You feel like there's a pressure relieved?
Yeah. And we're just like, we don't miss it. And we have a reliable vehicle for our family and no $470 car payment anymore. So that's been awesome.
That's cool. We might, after this show's over, put that part right there, what you just said in the last 20 seconds, and put it on repeat for people.
Awesome. Do it.
Yes, that's awesome.
So we were feeling like really radical after that, and we put our house on the market. We purchased it 3 years ago as a foreclosure for about $250,000, and we listed it at $379,000, and we got an offer for $370,000. So we'll end up netting about $106,000 on that sale.
Way to go.
Yes. So we're really excited because we literally can do like the debt pre-screen soon. And, but we're also, we know it's like a huge blessing, but we're not sure like how to move forward with, investing the equity. So my husband is really wanting to use like 100,000 of that and put it back into another home that's more affordable for us. And then I kind of would like to maybe put $50,000 down on a new home and then do like a $36,000 into our emergency fund. And obviously like pay off the $5,000 debt.
Of course. I think you want to work through the baby steps on this. You want this money to be a blessing, not a curse. So you want to make sure that you're very, very just steward it really well. And so, of course, the baby step one would be taken care of, the $1,000 emergency fund, starter emergency fund. The obviously, the $15,000 in consumer debt would be gone. And so that puts you at 90. And what's your income?
$6,100 a month.
Okay, so you're about $18,000 in there for three months. And it's up to you whether you want to do three or six. We leave the range there. It really depends on the risk in your life. You know, if you feel like maybe you've got a child who gets sick a lot, or you've got maybe one of you's in an industry that's a little rocky and you could get laid off at any time. It's up to you.
Right.
Yeah, you put 18 to 36 there in the emergency fund, take care of that. So that leaves, I'm just going to use round numbers. Let's just say you chose 25. So you've got 90, you got 65 left. So you get 65 grand on what you're going to do with it. What I would do is either A, put it in mutual funds if you're behind on your investing. So you would max out your Roth IRA, put in as much with your 401k with your work that you can, and the rest would be in growth stock mutual funds, long-term diversified funds. And if you, of course, you want to keep doing the 15% of your income every month. But as far as this lump sum is concerned, you don't want to put that towards another home until you've got 20% to put down. Don't put 7% down. Don't put 8% down. You want to wait till you have 20% to put down because you want to avoid PMI.
Right.
And you want to make sure you don't do that on a house that's so big that you can't keep your payment below 25% of your household income, your take-home income, which would mean that would include your taxes and insurance and your principal payment and your interest.
Right.
It's called your PITI. So that's all got to make sure you stay within 25% of your household take home pay. Once you do that, then that's fine. But I think you guys are really, this is a huge blessing, this $106,000. That's straight from God that he's allowing you to do that. Just be careful that you're not selling your house because of this $15,000 debt. That has not been the primary reason why you've sold the home. Just be careful for that.
No, not at all.
Okay.
Yeah. We're ready to be a little bit more free. We have three kids, so we're wanting to travel and just kind of do the whole live and give thing, and we're just excited about that. So.
That's huge. I love that. You guys are doing it right. That's a lot of wisdom right there. You guys are doing it just right. And
crazy.
That is by the book. And I'm telling you, you do that year after year after year, you guys are going to find yourself very wealthy and giving away a lot of money.
Oh, awesome. Okay. And one other like kind of technical question, and I don't know if you can answer this, but should we give 10% off of the top of that $106,000?
I would. Yes, I would.
Okay.
There's different thoughts out there, but for me, I definitely would. I think there's nothing speaks louder that it's a blessing from God when you put proof behind what you say with your actions. And God, I'm acknowledging the fact that this is a gift from you, and my way of proving that is giving it back to you with no strings attached. Is just go into a general fund And it's just because I love you and I trust you.
Yeah. Okay. I love that encouragement. Thank you.
All right, Paige. Thanks for the call.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye. Well, that wraps up this episode of Chris Brown's True Stewardship. For those of you looking to buy or sell a home, don't forget to find a real estate agent in your area with the heart of a teacher by going to stewardship.com and clicking on Find an ELP. Well, folks, don't forget to head over to stewardship.com and check out our recommended reads this summer. Again, you'll find our very own summer reading list right there at stewardship.com. I do want to leave you with this powerful truth from the book of James, chapter 4, verse 14. You do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You're a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Folks, this weekend, live well and love well. Those of you climbing out of a lot of debt, you do not need a lot of money to do that. I promise you, it'll refresh your soul. God bless you.